knows which movies make you laugh and which ones make you cry. If you love films, then Dean's your guy. So grab yourself some popcorn. He will not talk about hard points. Dean.
Who is he?
He's Dean.
Primetime Dean?
Primetime Dean Richards. You know him from the TV. Dean, last night, you guys over at Channel 9 put on quite a show.
What?
They had you on it. You don't remember that?
I was not aware of that.
Yeah, you were on it.
They told me. I thought it was a meeting.
No, they televised it.
Meeting.
I thought we were all being fired.
No, nothing like that. What was the general consensus? Were people happy with everything last night?
Yeah, the feedback is amazing. People unprecedented, crazy, positive reaction to the show, which is nice. For those of us who are on it, honestly, most of us, you can't really get a sense of the show while you're doing it.
Sure.
Because there's too much stuff going on. I mean,
yeah.
I said that really, like, so far, until I actually watched the show, my favorite part was being out in the hallway. Because, well, number one, there was too much stuff going on. It was, the nighttime people, Mark Sapelsa, and all the serious reporters were trying to do their jobs.
Yeah.
You know, and we're moving in crates of kitty cats and, crazy stuff that's going on. So it was like a lot of people, number one, but just a surreal collection of things that you never would imagine you would ever see in your whole life. Scottie Pippen running down the long hallway so he could take a selfie with Bozo.
Oh, my God.
Never thought I would see that. Mike Ditka was on the show.
Yeah.
And he was watching Ditka and Bozo just chatting in the hallway.
Which was which?
One of them had red hair.
What if you were unable to see it and didn't remember to DVR it? Will it be replayed? Someone texted that.
I haven't heard if that's going to be the case. I'd be really surprised if they didn't. But I don't think they've got anything set in stone right at the moment on that. So
can you tell Dean, it was a hit. People loved it, and everybody enjoyed doing it. So if you're the brain trust over at Channel 9, wouldn't you say, we got to do more of these primetime specials?
Well, and, I mean, all of that, we had a ball doing it. It was really fun. So we all enjoyed it. And the ratings came in this morning, and the ratings are pretty good on it as well. So, I mean, that's, believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, that's what all this is.
That's what it's for.
It seems like we like you, but.
Right. Right.
This is all about, a ratings thing. And the ratings were good, so that probably means at some point we'll do it again.
Why not? Why not? Was the mood, how you used to doing it a certain time of day, early in the morning, so was the mood among all of you different because it was at night? Did you feel like it was amped up a little more or less?
No, I think we had a lot of stuff packed into the show.
Yeah.
So it felt a lot busier than a regular show. There wasn't quite as much straight news on the show as we normally have. So it was, way more silly things that we have than we'd, do in the morning.
Yeah.
But because it was 7 to 9 p.m. last night, we were all looking at the clock going, this is really weird. We look up at the clock during the actual show, and it's 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And, it's like, 10 after 7, I should be doing this or I should be doing that right now. That was the weird part of the whole thing. And having Bozo trampling around all over the place.
Sure.
That was a treat. And Bigfoot. He was part of the, both of them were part of the show.
Yeah.
Brent Seabrook was here.
Oh, nice. Cool.
Yeah, he played the grand prize game, the bucket game.
That's excellent.
He missed number five. He only got four buckets.
Oh, man, he could have won a Schwinn bike if he did a little better.
And the giant Tootsie Roll.
We gave away a giant Tootsie Roll.
Did you?
And a Dunkin' Yo-Yo and some pantyhose for mom.
Yes.
Because that was a regular
staple.
Yeah.
New mode hose with the no-bind top.
That's it. Now, oh, my God.
Now that I've got that burned into my memory for some bizarre reason. We did give away a Schwinn bike last night. All the prizes last night actually went to the Boys and Girls Club.
Oh, nice.
Of Chicago. But because Scotty, Brent Seabrook is, he did a fine job. Getting up to number four is very more than respectable. It's harder than it looks to do it. But so Scottie Pippen walks in while Brent is playing the game. He steps up and I'm like, Basketball Hall of Famer, we got to have him do this. he steps up to the line, nails number six without even without any effort whatsoever. So you know, Scotty has still got it.
I like to hear that, Dean. We had Robin Baumgarten on with us the other day talking about this special, and she told us a story. And I thought about this before Robin told the story, but I've been thinking about it a lot more after. For years there in the hallway at Channel 9, as you're going into the studio that you guys do the morning news show from, but it used to be Bozo Studio, that's where they did Bozo Show, if you were waiting in line to get into that studio to watch them tape Bozo Circus, above your head were these giant industrial-sized television monitors, and you'd think to yourself as you'd stand under them, if this thing falls, it's going to crush me like a bug.
You'd be dead instantly, right?
They just finally got rid of those. Even though they haven't been operative for years, they finally just removed those, right?
There are still some things hanging up in that studio that have been there since the show premiered September 11th, 1961.
Oh, no.
It was just recently the 55th anniversary of the show. I think I hadn't really noticed those gigantic...
Oh.
You know, it was like if you remember... you know, like maybe going to your grandma's house and she had like a Zenith console, a TV set,
right.
Those old monstrosities. Picture that only hoisted up on a metal rack up in the ceiling. So they, you know, they could watch what was going on the air while they were doing Bozo or Ray Rayner or Garfield Goose. Those were the three main shows that came out of historic Studio One. But yeah, they just apparently just got rid of those not too long ago. There is also a piece of painted canvas that's up on the wall and literally has been up there for 55 years when Bozo Circus was in its prime, and they would bring in circus acts, acrobatics, you know, anything that required high wire. They would shoot upward in this tiny, you know, fairly small studio, and it would look like you were actually in a circus tent. And I would like to say that they left that canvas up there for historic reasons.
Yeah,
I honestly just think someone forgot to take it down.
Or couldn't reach it, yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot of trouble to go up there and take that down. Can we just leave that up
right
there?
That's not hurting anybody.
There's a small piece of tape on the floor where the grand prize game, you know, because the black line on the floor was a piece of electrical tape.
Yeah, I know.
And, you know, it was down there for quite a few years. So when they... actually took the tape up, there still is a black mark on the floor where the kids put their toes and you know, tried to hit bucket number six.
Yeah. What was the name of the show that Ray Rayner had? In addition to his show in the morning, he also had a show later in the afternoon for a while where he was like a space captain, and he would hit a different colored button every day, and that would get a cartoon started. Do you remember that?
I do remember the show, because I was a huge fan of Ray Rayner in the afternoon on the Dick Tracy show.
Oh, yeah.
That was when he played Sergeant Henry Pettibone.
Yep.
And he had a little puppet dog named Tracer, and they would show Dick Tracy cartoons. And I remember the space show. I remember seeing the space show.
I can't remember what it was called, but they were big, brightly colored buttons. And Monday he'd press the red one, and Tuesday it was the yellow one, and then the green one on Wednesday. And that would get the cartoon started. And then Bob Bell had a show where he was Andy Starr, I think, in the mornings for
a while. That's right. Well, it was I remember Andy Starr in the afternoon. He was the custodian of the fictitious Odeon Theater.
Yes.
And it was, you know, Bob Bell was an amazing, amazing character actor. You know, just played all these funny little characters.
Yeah.
He would show Andy Starr, hey, welcome to the Odeon Theater. Yeah, I've got some movies I want to show you. And he would show mostly Three Stooges shorts, Buster Keaton.
Yes.
I don't think we had little
and sex
rascals.
Ed films, right? For a while,
yeah, sure. Right. What happens? What happens when you get venereal disease?
Right.
It was an odd combination.
Wasn't it a strange mix?
Yeah. That Ray Rayner show that you're talking about was called Rocket to Adventure.
To Adventure. That was it.
Rocket to Adventure, 1965.
Boy, you're good at talking and Googling, because I had to Google.
I learned that from you. I learned that from you.
But just the name alone says to a kid, when you're a five-year-old kid, like I was at the time, and you hear Rocket to Adventure, you go, well, this is going to be fun.
Sure, right, absolutely. Yeah. And that was right in the middle of all the... you know, the space race and John Glenn and Alan Shepard and all the early astronauts that, you know, I think all of us who were young boys back then, you know, we were all wanted to be astronauts.
Therese is on the line, and you may have to bust her bubble. Therese, did you have a question for Dean Richards?
Yes, back in 1963, I was on the Bozo Show and was picked for the grand prize game. I'm wondering, is there any video or something like that that I could see?
Are you ready to get your bubble burst, Therese?
Okay.
The no, there is.
They didn't record those, did they, or have copies?
I don't know.
In the early days of the show, in 1963 would have been, because the show only premiered in 1961. The show was on live, so I don't think they even thought about recording anything back then. They never thought about any historical value. When they did start to tape the show was much later on, and the thinking was, just like the early Johnny Carson shows. The early Johnny Carson shows don't exist for the same reason. Hey, videotape is reusable. Just record over those tapes. We can reuse them and save a ton of money. And so that's why there are very, very, very few episodes of Bozo that are around. Some people who had early VCRs, you know, recorded at home when their kids were on the show.
Yeah.
A catalog of all the shows, I'm afraid, don't exist.
What bucket did you get to, Therese?
Actually, I missed the first.
Oh no!
You don't want a copy of that, then.
Wow. Mr. Ned always let you go a second time.
Bozo said bad ball, bad ball.
Bad ball, right.
Give you a second chance.
And I got to do it again, and I got two.
Oh, that's better.
What'd you get? Did you get the new mode hose with the no bind top?
No, you have to go all the way for this. But I do remember.
Did you get a bun bar? Did you get some bun bars? They were big on the bun bars.
Vanilla and maple, Dean.
That's right.
What did you get, Therese?
I got a tea set, a dish little tea set, and a Cinderella record. Immediately when I got home, my brother stepped in.
Oh, it's awful.
And a circular saw for some reason.
Right.
I don't understand why they were giving away power tools for everybody.
Thank you for calling, Therese.
Sorry, Therese. Oh, that's awful.
Man, I would have paid for it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's even worse.
We can recreate it for you. And your brother breaking that Cinderella record. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Oliver O'Oliver looks exactly like Bill.
How did that happen?
Thank you, Therese.
Oh, that's unfortunate. Dean, stay where you are. We want to find out what movies are coming out this weekend. Dean Richards is joining us. Yeah, the same Dean Richards from Primetime's WGN special last night. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
All right, we are talking to Primetime Dean Richards from WGN-TV, and we are going to put Bozo on hold and talk movies. What's opening?
Are you a Bridget Jones fan?
I am. I thought the first one was really good. The second one was okay. But yeah, those are good movies.
Third movie opens tomorrow called Bridget Jones Baby. And Renee Zellweger is back. You know, there's been so much talk about her possibly having cosmetic surgery, possibly not. I did not detect anything.
Is that true?
She did not look significantly different to me at all in this
movie. We just talked about this because there was a trailer that came on the television in the studio, and I said, is she back to how we're used to looking at her? And you pointed to the screen and said, see for yourself. I think she looks the same, just a little older.
She looks appropriately older in this movie.
Yeah.
She definitely does not look pulled and tugged and, you know, like a completely different person. I thought she looked fine in this movie, and the storyline, it's, you know, you're following your old friend Bridget Jones, who has been unlucky in love with Hugh Grant, with Colin Firth, and now she is you know, celebrating a significant birthday in her life, decides to get a little wild, you know, have some fun in her life. She goes to a music festival where she just sort of crazily, impulsively hooks up at this event. That means, in parentheses, she had sexual relations.
Oh, Dean.
Oh,
this sets
please.
A bad... I don't want kids to see this.
With a stranger.
Oh, my goodness.
It's very...
This must be rated X. Is it rated X?
Very, 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 very naughty Bridget Jones in this one.
Oh, no.
She has relations with the character played by Patrick Dempsey. Yeah. It's a one-night stand, I believe, is what you kids
call
it. Yeah. A couple of days later, she's at a funeral for a very familiar character from the Bridget Jones franchise.
Mm-hmm.
And who does she run into but Colin Firth's character, Mark Darcy, who is now married. But one thing leads to another, I'm afraid to tell you. And guess what? Another one-night stand takes place.
Oh, my gosh.
She is just
a trollop.
Yeah, she's a trollop is what she is.
She is a trollop.
Yeah.
But
I only know that word because my mom used to say that to me every once in a while. You're acting like a trollop. I don't know. Is that an undersea creature? What's a trollop?
Isn't that what you put cement on a building with?
Yes. Yes, it is. Oh, no.
So anyway, fast forward.
Well, I hope she's punished for behaving this poorly, Dean.
Well, you might say because, you know, she's not a month or so later, not feeling so well. Takes a pregnancy test, and darned if she is not with child.
How about that?
As we say properly in the media, because we can't say pregnant.
Yeah.
But she's not sure who the father is.
Ugh.
Could be one-night stand number one. Could be Mark Darcy, one-night stand number two.
Yeah. What a dilemma.
How does she handle this? What does she do?
This would make a great movie.
This would make a great movie if, like, Emma Thompson would say we're her doctor.
Yeah. Oh, even better.
We're her gynecologist, Jim Broadbent, great actor.
Love him.
Playing her dad in the movie.
Yeah.
You know what? It's kind of, it's a little bit charming.
Is it? Yeah.
I got to say, I remember I liked the first movie better than the second movie.
Yeah.
I don't really remember either of them that well to say, you know, to kind of rank them. But I like this movie okay. It's not really my genre, but I think, you know, if somebody is looking for just like a nice, light, often very funny romantic comedy.
Yes.
With familiar characters, I would say that this one might fill the bill.
Not bad.
Gave it a Dean's List B-.
I like to hear that. B- is a good movie.
Yeah, very pleasant.
And people are making a lot out of what happens with Han Solo's character in this movie, Dean. Is that something we can discuss?
I would never give away the ending.
All right. We won't talk about that.
Of the movie.
All right.
But you don't really want to see, you know Bridget's looseness.
Yes.
Well, R2-D2 is involved.
Oh,
in
well, now I will see it.
Really?
You've talked me into this.
Well, let me just say the force is with her.
Oh. Yeah,
the force is with her, if you know what I mean.
Oh.
You're dirty.
Also, I'm just sleep deprived right now. Really, stay tuned for these next couple of minutes because really anything could come out. Also opening this weekend is the Oliver Stone directed Snowden, in which Joseph Gordon-Levitt plays the former intelligence agent who released sensitive information from the NSA, released it to the public, is now living in Russia because he would be arrested for being a traitor if he came back to the U.S. I thought this movie was kind of flat, honestly. I was really looking forward to this. I was looking forward to an Oliver Stone treatment of this film. Because I thought that he would, if nothing else, whether he used the truth or not would be an issue. But he always makes his movies generally pretty compelling. And I thought, especially for an Oliver Stone movie, this one really is just kind of flat.
Yeah.
In telling the story of Snowden, his history, how he got involved with government in the first place, how he became disillusioned with government, how he did what he did, which now, you know, puts him in another country. It's an interesting story, but I mean, if you know the Snowden story, you're really not going to learn anything new in this film. Performances are fine. Performances are okay. Tom Wilkinson is in the movie, who I always love. Timothy Oliphant is in the movie.
I love him.
Jolie Richardson is in the movie.
She's great.
Some good actors, but I think the problem here lies with a script that's kind of flat and direction really that's not especially interesting. There's something kind of interesting they do with the real Edward Snowden at the end of the movie that's just a little different, so I'll give it that much.
All right.
But honestly, I wound up with just Dean's List C on this one.
Yeah.
I just think it's okay.
Are you interviewing Joseph Gordon-Levitt? Will you tell him I love him?
I already did.
Oh, darn it.
I did not tell him that you love him. But,
oh, no.
But
he's my biggest crush in the whole wide world.
Really?
Yeah, I love him.
All right, I'll keep that in my Wendy Stalker file.
Yep.
Sometime in the future, I'm sure I'll be talking to him again sometime, and I'll mention to him then.
Dean, thank you so much. Appreciate it as always.
Have a great weekend.
That's
you too.
Dean Richards. That's who that is. Hold on. We'll find out what Steve has next. Bill and Wendy, WGN.